Wiggins.
Oh, Wiggins.
Don't work.
I can't hear myself.
The lights are on, but nobody's home.
Everything is fine. There's a lot of this going on. Welp.
A good thing is happening not while we're talking about assassination attempts,
no.
But during Wiggins America.
Yes.
Where things are a little lighter here in Wiggins America.
Mistakes.
This is food news. So, you know, this is the stuff that you really come for. You can't miss this.
This is why you come to work.
This is really the only reason I'm here. Food news is brought to you by me, Ryan Wiggins.
It could be brought to you by you.
Really? Yeah, if you want to sponsor this segment.
AnnieFryShow@gmail.com.
Just text me directly.
Yeah, let me get your phone number up here.
we'll just do this outside the station. Singles shop for love by adding these secret coded foods.
What?
To their grocery carts. Yes, you heard it here first.
Pineapples?
Doggone it, you already knew, didn't you? How do you know this stuff? It is pineapple.
Read the story.
It is pineapple. So if you're single.
Do you know this? Do you know what a pineapple in your cart means?
I've heard several things that it can mean.
It could mean that
tell me your interpretation before I read the article.
You're a swinger.
That is the historical understanding. And by history, I mean within the last like 6 months.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, if you have a pineapple in your cart, that means that you are single. So not necessarily that you're looking for some sort of swingers convention.
I don't believe it. I think it just means you're available.
That's right. It means you're available.
Well, you don't have to be single to be available if you're a swinger.
Ooh, good point.
When we're done with the show, I'll describe to you what swingers do.
Listen, I got Midwest values. Some of these things I've never heard
so
of.
So does Tim Walz.
I know, me and Tim Walz. That's why I'm voting for Tim Walz.
Wait, what? You and Tim Walz?
Yeah, Tim Walz and me, we're both from Midwest.
It's a lot of rumors.
That's
going
what it's
around.
Been told. Hey, that's what they sold me. They
that
said, you're Midwestern.
The jazz hands and leg kicks.
Now you like Kamala Harris because Tim Walz looks like you. So neat. They got me. This is other things here, too, other than pineapples. So apparently, pineapples have become so popular in metropolitan areas that people will grab them, throw them in their cart, and just walk around accidentally bumping into people looking for meat cutes.
Meat cute is not a word.
Yeah, it is.
Well, it's not.
It's hyphenated. It's
you
two
said
words.
Meat cutes.
Yeah, you. And the way you said it, I had to mentally shift from like food.
Not M-E-A-T.
Well, I know. It's why I had to make a little journey in my brain.
M-E-E-T.
Is what we're talking about.
Now, I don't know whether this is happening in St. Louis grocery stores. There aren't any downtown, so probably in the metro areas.
Is there Schnucks downtown?
Well, okay, there are, but there's it's getting to be kind of a desert here,
Ryan.
Unfortunately.
There aren't, you say matter-of-factly, but there are no grocery stores downtown.
Say there aren't
then
any.
I say that...
Okay.
You literally just said there aren't any downtown.
It was hyperbole. This Wiggins America.
No, it was fake news. It was false.
All right. It's fake news that there are no grocery stores. I can tell
downtown.
You, though, that some of the ones that I used to go to
this
are out of
like
business.
This is like arguing with MSNBC.
Pineapples are only the first sign of singlehood. The others are
singlehood.
That
it's availablehood.
If you have a bag of lentils in your cart, what does that mean, Annie?
I don't know.
You don't know that one, huh?
You're in short on fiber.
It does mean that. A bag of lentils would mean that you were looking for a long-term relationship.
Ryan's walking around with lentils, and people are like, lentils, eh? And you're like, gotta poop.
Been a little backed up. How about you? Hey, lady.
That just means so many wrong things. Oh. Did you really not know the pineapple swinger connection?
I've heard it before, but I've never tried it, so.
What? Not the question. What are you talking about?
Bag of lentils means you're looking for a long-term relationship, while a head of lettuce says what about you, Annie?
I don't know.
A head of lettuce means that you're looking for a good short-term time.
A hookup.
So just
lettuce?
So you know. Now,
Can we pick some more, like, rando things that you could put in your cart? Because you might just want pineapple.
Well, here's the reason. Pineapple has the swingers thing. That's where that comes from.
It's supposed to be. Aren't they supposed to be upside down?
That's what I
heard. Yeah.
Just so you don't accident. You mean maybe you just do like pineapple?
No. Well, yeah. What if you just like pineapple?
We buy fresh pineapple all of the time for brunch, and there's nothing like a freshly cut pineapple. My husband probably has no idea about the swingers thing, and I'm not going to tell him. So,
I had to explain that to my wife. I was like, if you put that in your cart, put it right side up. She's like, why? I'm like, just put it right side up.
Now, I could see the pineapple thing happening because it is a little bit more well-known. But if you see somebody walking through the grocery store with a bag of lentils, are you really going to walk up to them and go, you know what? I'm reliable. I'm looking for a long-term thing. How about you?
But if you know, you know.
Yeah, but then how are you supposed to shop? Because what if everything means something?
The person's just walking around with the bag of lentils like up in the air.
What if you...
Like you're just walking down aisle 7, but around aisle 8, you just see the lentils in the hand above. You're like, oh, got one.
Lentils long-term. Because lentils last a long time. Head of lettuce, short-term because it doesn't last very long. So what if you walk around holding both in the air?
It's good that the people put thought into this.
Yeah. If you walk around holding both means, yeah, I am ready for a hookup, but I hope it leads to something
longer.
Pretty
soon, the age of banana you have in your cart is going to mean something as well.
I get that question a lot about bananas in my pocket.
How old's your banana?
Next one, I'm going to go ahead and switch stories since I don't want to follow up with what my last comment.
I think you should just figure out how to break the radio so we can go home now.
Yeah, no kidding.
Beauty lovers are eating dirt, claiming it has health benefits.
I've heard of this.
Have you?
Yeah.
Gosh, it's ridiculous. Why?
Like dirt from like a specific place, maybe in the South?
I think it's, yeah, there's like certain soils that are supposed to be good for you. They have microorganisms in them. And they're just saying, just add a teaspoon to maybe a drink or something like that. The soil contributes to the human gut microbiome, revealed study.
Maybe if we just stopped eating chemicals all the time and just ate things that were grown in the dirt, that we'd be fine.
Similarly, previous studies have alleged that dirt can absorb body fat and ultimately aid in the fight against obesity. I would think that the fight against obesity would be won by eating dirt simply because you didn't want to eat that much because you're just eating dirt. You don't consume as many calories. Now, I will say that the minute I saw this headline, though, and this is one I wanted to, you know, if we got a minute here. Did you ever crave this when you were pregnant?
Dirt? No.
Yes. You have heard of it, though?
No.
Oh, my gosh. My wife, she said, I don't get it, but when I'm pregnant, I want to smell caves and I want to eat dirt. And I think...
Did you run this by her?
No.
Oh, gosh.
No.
You know, from now on, you need a permission slip from home to talk about your wife.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let everybody know, and this is for her benefit, that I've got a wife somewhere else. You know, I've got a whole second family.
Whenever an extra wife?
Yeah. And whenever I talk about her...
It all started with a pineapple.
Yep. I was going to say, he's going through the grocery store with a bag of lentils.
So if you see me in regular daily life and you say, oh, I heard that story about your wife, honey, I want you to know that's my other wife.
Did you run that by your other wife?
No, I did not.
Okay.
No, not my other... My other wife doesn't... She lives way far away. I got to take trips. Last one. Nearly a third of parents polish off kids' lunchbox leftovers for dinner. Yeah, right? Ugh. What? A third of parents are eating the leftovers from lunch?
Where has that food been?
Yeah, it's been sitting in there for a long time.
That's a heck
all nasty.
No. And they probably like rubbed it on the ground.
Oh,
they dropped
who
it on
knows?
The floor and they put it back and
if it's from when I was a kid, it was traded. You're like, I'll give you my raisins for your fruit snacks and nobody take that trade, so you keep having to work the system.
No.
It's not even your food anymore.
If your kid gets a meal and you're at a restaurant and they don't eat it, that food's getting eaten. Usually by big brother or dad. After you packed it in the morning or maybe even the night before, and then it gets left for an entire day, no possible way. Not at all. Stick around. We got Jim Carafano and we've got Andy McCarthy next.